Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. I'm continuing my series on how to be friends with money. And this next one, we're gonna dance around it a little bit, but I'm gonna get to the point to it. Because I'm probably gonna flame somebody, but I pray that you'll hear the wisdom. In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people do really amazing things in their life, like manifest their desires. So if you are ready to manifest a desire that's been on your heart, work with a very powerful intuitive and manifester to support you in going to the next level. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. All right. Okay. So how to be friends with money. How to be friends with money. Again, this show is rooted in the energy of brokenness and how to clear that from your life. And the energy of brokenness can appear in any aspect of your life, but we see it a lot with money. And you can have lots of money in your bank account and still be in the vibe of brokenness. And you can have no money in your bank account and not be in the energy of brokenness. So it all works. All right, ready? Stop going out of your way to get a deal. Stop going out of your way to get a deal. What, Amy? What are you talking about? I'm talking about driving 3 extra miles just to get 10 cents off the gas, right? Why? Unless that's your super passion, like getting a deal on things, I guess, if that's like your super, super passion, then this applies to everybody. Stop purposefully basing the way you spend money on a so-called deal. Deals are just pricing strategies. It's not necessarily a deal. you're not gaming anything, right? But all that energy you put into getting a deal, it takes you away from your truest desire, right? It can easily become a burden unto itself, right? It can become a hindrance. And the deal isn't really that significant. Like if you stop searching for deals and you just focus on your truest desire, and I'm not saying like, oh, don't buy something on sale. No, if it's on sale and it's something you really want, then yes, by all means, buy it. But the hunt that, oh, I can only spend money if it's a deal, limits the relationship you can have with money. It's limiting your desires. It's the money is just a tool. It's there to help us fulfill our desires. And if we're saying, oh, I can only spend money on a deal, we limit our truest desire. Because what if the truest desire, there's no deal energy around it, right? And you can only be in deal energy. Deal energy also is, I alluded to it a bit earlier, it's kind of a waste of energy. I'll tell you where I got woke to this. Grew up in a family where, and granted, I grew up in Los Angeles, so they have to drive a lot. And so I grew up in a family where they were always looking for the cheapest gas. Oh, if you go over so-and-so way, you get, it's 15 cents off the gas. And so I was just raised in that environment. So I took that perspective on. And then I met my ex-husband and I was telling him, I gave him my little spiel about, hey, if you go up to that way and that way, you can get a deal. You know, gas is cheaper. He's like, Amy, it is not worth me going all the way out of my way. And he was a guy that knew who he was in the sense that if he's getting in his car, he's going from point A to point B so he can get home as quickly as possible. He does not really enjoy driving. And so he's like, that is way out of my way. Very energetically efficient. I will give him props on that one. And he broke down to me what the savings would actually be. And it was like, it's like less than a dollar. And I'm like, oh my God, really? I drive I do all of that additional effort for a dollar. Or let's just say it's even $5. I do all of that just for $5, right? Or let's just say it's even $20. All amounts of money matter, but 9 times out of 10, we can all figure out a way to come up with $20. Is it really worth us going out of our way? Is it really worth us hunting it down and that becoming our focus and that becoming a way in which we use energy in our life? It's just kind of not worth it. You could be doing something else with your time because the deal isn't really a deal. You're not gaming anything. It's just being on this side of business. I now know it's just a pricing strategy. That's it. That's it. So if you really want to be homies with money, stop going out of your way to get a deal. A deal's a deal. Like, yeah, if there's something that you want, cute top, and it happens to be on sale, by all means, buy it. I'm not saying like, oh, you can only buy the most expensive thing and it has. No, it's all about how you feel. And if it's fun to you, if the deal hunting is a game to you and it puts you in a high vibrational state and you feel so excited by that whole experience, then by all means, go on the deal hunt. But if you're just going on a deal hunt because you are sensing there is a lack of money in your life and you're trying to maximize money in general in your life from the vantage point of reducing or restricting your spending, you're working against yourself. Restriction is a vibe, but restriction, you know, if when we project energy out and it's mirrored back the same, we're only going to get more restriction, right? So do things from a place of abundance. So again, if it's fun to you to drive the extra bit, maybe it's like a beautiful drive and you like the person that is the attendant at the gas station. And it's, you know, if it's an experience to you, but don't just let it be about the money, because there is more than enough money on this planet for you to choose the option that makes your life the easiest. Right? Yeah, I knew this woman, one of my first jobs out of college, she was a couponer. And so I had just moved into an apartment with my brother, and she was like, you guys, she had a whole game with it. It was like a thing, you know, you've probably seen like the extreme couponers. They have rooms for all the stuff that they get. That's a game. But for my brother and I being 20 somethings, we didn't need 5 boxes of cereal that we don't like, you know? And I played it for a little bit. Like, she introduced me to it, and I was like, okay, I get up and I cut out the coupon. And I was like, oh, I want to do something else with my time on a Sunday, right? So think of your time as precious. Think of your energy as precious. Think of your money as precious. In no way am I saying waste money. But if you're only seeking out a deal because you feel like there's not enough, know that you're broadcasting the frequency of not enough, and no amount of restricting your spending is going to make you rich. I'm Amy of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. If you're looking for a coach to manifest the desires of your heart, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. While you're there, sign up for my newsletter and I'll send you 2 intuitive messages a week that you can use on your spiritual journey to help you manifest the desires of your heart. Until next time, take care of yourself. Thank you for listening.